top of mind SpaceX set a fixed $135 IPO price, targeting a 1.77T valuation, the largest IPO ever at 75B raised. Broadcom cratered 15% pre-market after AI revenue guidance disappointed, wiping 300B in market cap and dragging the entire semiconductor complex, MRVL, MU, AMD, INTC, lower. This is the first genuine test of the AI trade's resilience. If the sell-off deepens, expect increased put activity on QQQ and SOX. Meanwhile, Brent crude pulled back to 95 oil on an Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, but US petroleum inventories just hit their lowest since 2004. Oil remains the dominant macro tail risk. Catalyst Radar SpaceX IPO pricing finalizes June 11th, trading June 12th under SPCX Anthropic, filed confidentially Monday. OpenAI expected to file in weeks US jobs data next week. Fed rate hike odds for October are rising. Section 301 tariff hearings begin July 7th. Analyst opinion columns WSJ heard on the street. Oil is near a tipping point. Executive warnings of critical inventories in coming weeks are real. The strategic reserve releases and falling Chinese imports are temporary band-aids. A summer gasoline spike may be what forces Trump into a Hormuz deal, even a bad one. FTLEX, Japanese hardware stocks are having another moment, driven by AI memory demand. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron now carry 1T plus market caps each, collectively worth more than the top three oil majors. WSJ heard on the street, memory chips have become more valuable than oil. Long-term supply agreements are transforming the industry from a cyclical commodity into a more predictable earnings story. Micron trades under 10x forward earnings. WSJ heard on the street, on the dual IPO race. Being first to market matters enormously. Academic research shows IPOs cluster and later entrants underperform. If OpenAI's dysfunction leads to a lukewarm reception, Anthropic may be forced to delay or discount. WSJ heard on the street, on Nvidia's PC play. Nvidia Inside has real selling power. The company's PC chip push threatens Intel's 64% CPU market share and could finally catalyze an AI PC upgrade cycle. FTLEX on spikeflation. Investors need to adapt to an era where energy shocks cause repeated inflation spikes. This changes duration positioning and sector allocation. Commodities and short-duration assets become structural overweights. Markets Broadcom, AVGO, pre-market, 15% after guidance, missed sky-high AI revenue expectations. Marvel, 7.5%, Micron, 7.1%, Supermicro sliding. NASDAQ 100 futures, 1.4%, S&P 500, 0.4%. Brent crude fell 3.2% to below 95 after Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, but Iran said no progress in US talks. Physical supply picture worsens, US crude inventories at Cushing nearing minimum operating levels. Gold ticked up 0.4% to $4,451. Central bank buying provides structural support, but ETF outflows and momentum positioning cap upside. Bitcoin dropped to 69K below estimated mining cost, 60 to 70K. 12th consecutive day of ETF net outflows. Long-term holders turned sellers for the first time since February. Dollar weakened 0.2%, 10-year Treasury yield fell 4 BP to 4.45%. PDT rule officially ends Thursday, Robinhood, Webull removing 25K minimum. Expect increased retail-driven volatility in small mid-cap names. Economy OECD cut global growth forecast to 2.8% from 3.4%, assuming oil has peaked. Inflation in G20 economies to average 4% this year. Pessimistic scenario, growth drops to 2.1%, multiple countries enter recession. US petroleum inventories have fallen for 10 straight weeks to the lowest since 2004. Diesel stocks near 2003 lows. Goldman warns they could reach just 20 days of supply by August. US mortgage denial rate rose to 15.1% in 2024 from 12.2% in 2021 as rates surged. Debt-to-income ratio is the primary rejection driver. The convexity hedging beast is returning to Treasury markets. Barclays warns it could amplify sell-offs as investors hedge mortgage MBS exposure. India's RBI likely to hold rates in June. Pantheon economists see CPI target safe despite fuel price rises. Business finance SpaceX set $135 fixed price, 555.6 man shares offered. Market value, share 1.77T. Jamie Dimon personally pitching to JP Morgan ultra-high net worth clients. Company lost 4.9 B on 18.7 B revenue in 2025. Partners Group will cap withdrawals at 5% for its 17B US private equity fund after a similar move on its European fund triggered 18% sell-off. Shares rebounded 3% today. Berkshire Hathaway disclosed a 55-manor stake in Macy's, tiny position, but notable for Buffett's famously poor track record with department stores. Thesis: shrinking competition, strong real estate floor, and management focused on in-store experience. Benchmark Capital raised a 1.25B growth fund, breaking its long-standing early-stage-only strategy. Signals VC conviction that the AI build-out will require massive late-stage capital. D.E. Shaw extended investor lockups to up to 4 years, a sign that quantitative hedge funds expect prolonged strategy deployment horizons. Trafigura reported 173% profit surge to 4B+ in H1, warned oil market at inflection point. Quantinuum began trading today after raising 1.68B in upsized IPO. Short seller Andrew Left convicted on securities fraud. The verdict is already chilling activist short seller commentary. World geopolitics: Israel-Lebanon ceasefire declared, conditional on Hezbollah compliance. Iran said no progress in US talks. UK and France finalized plans for a 15-country Hormuz mine-clearing mission, deployable within days of a US-Iran deal. Trump proposed Section 301 tariffs of 10-12.5% on 60 countries, including EU, Mexico, Canada, China, citing forced labor concerns. Hearings July 7th, effective after that. China warned of retaliation. EU unveiled a tech sovereignty plan to reduce dependence on US cloud AI infrastructure. Could bar American firms from sensitive government cloud contracts. Vote expected mid-June, directly before the July 4th trade deal deadline with Trump. Texas detected first US case of New World screwworm in cattle since the 1960s. 20-kilometer quarantine zone established. 750 minutes of sterile fly production facility under construction. If it spreads, it could devastate the US cattle industry. Technology AI Broadcom's disappointing outlook is the focal point. HSBC flagged it as validating their biggest worry, a potential slide in chip prices and AI spending slowdown. KeyBank noted Broadcom lost share within Google as they diversified chip suppliers. OpenAI launched a retro ad campaign emphasizing human connection over tech prowess, reaching for mainstream adoption as IPO approaches. EU's tech sovereignty push would force European governments and businesses to purchase from domestic AI cloud suppliers, directly threatening Amazon, Google, Microsoft market share. Google upsized its equity raise to $85 billion to fund AI spending, the largest ever secondary offering. Anthropic gave 150-plus organizations access to its Mythos model, including JP Morgan, through Project Glasswing for security testing. Concerns about AI cyber risk remain top of list for the UK banking regulator. SoftBank shares plunged 11% on AI trade concerns. Masayoshi Son expects a correction, but called it the best investment opportunity. CrowdStrike beat estimates on 26% revenue growth, citing AI tailwinds. Shares down 10% on profit-taking, but CEO says AI detection and response pipeline already exceeded 50 million. Nvidia announced a new line of PC CPUs combining AI hardware, competing directly with Intel AMD. PC-related revenue jumped 41% last fiscal year. Kirkland & Ellis and Palantir building an AI tool for private equity firms. Signals growing AI adoption in professional services. Amazon engineers publicly criticized the company's $200 billion AI spending while laying off 30,000 people. Seattle approved a 1-year moratorium on new large-scale AI data centers. Standouts short seller conviction, WSJ. Andrew Left found guilty of securities fraud for trading against his own public statements. This is the biggest legal threat to activist shorting since the 2008 crisis. expect reduced supply of negative research. New World Screwworm in Texas, NYT. First U.S. cattle case since eradication in the 1960s. If it spreads beyond the single case, it could devastate the American beef industry. Watch cattle futures and any tickers with significant Texas livestock exposure. Amazon engineers protest AI data centers, CNBC. Seattle approved a one-year moratorium on new large-scale AI data centers. 14 states are considering similar legislation. This is a growing regulatory headwind for hyperscaler build-out. Chinese PCBs raise national security concerns, CNBC. 30% of global PCB supply came from the U.S. historically. Now it's 4%. TTM Technologies, up 500% in a year, and Sanmina are the only public U.S. PCB makers. Defense requirements are tightening. Blue Sky pivoting to Reddit model, CNBC. Active daily posters dropped from 1.4 as to 600K. The move away from public square design suggests X threads have won the real-time social war.